Thanks so much for joining me for Lectio, for spending a few minutes of your day, about 20 minutes of your day with me, but mostly with God. The whole point of Lectio is to listen to Him and to hear His voice, to learn to recognize Him and how He's speaking to us all the time, but in particular in Lectio, how He's speaking to us through Scripture. So welcome. Thanks for joining me. The first thing is to make sure that you are in a comfortable position where you can relax your body and yet still stay alert. So let go of whatever stress and anxiety you are carrying. Try to relax your muscles. Notice where there's tenseness and let that go. Yeah. Oftentimes it helps people to take really deep breaths and just kind of a big breath in and then just release it out. And we want to be able to be comfortable and to connect with God and not be distracted by how tense our bodies are. Holy Spirit, thank you for drawing us out of our busy lives into this time and space to be with you. Thank you that you are always with us, but right now we recognize that and we rest in your presence. Help us to hear and to recognize your voice. Our scripture for today is Psalm 94, 8 to 15. I'm going to read it three different times in three different versions. I'm going to read the NIV, then the Message, and then the RSV. And as I add in the quiet after I'm done reading, notice how if there's a word or phrase that jumps out at you that captures your attention or just something that you notice more than other words or phrase in the scripture. If you have a journal, you can write that down. You can kind of doodle around in it. You just want to hold that kind of word, remember it during the quiet time. This is God's word for you. It's the beginning of His conversation to you. Psalm 94, 8 to 15. Take heed, you senseless ones among the people. You fools, when will you become wise? Does he who implanted the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciples nations not punish? Does he who teaches men lack knowledge? The Lord knows the thoughts of man. He knows that they are futile. Blessed is the man you discipline, O Lord, the man you teach from your law. You grant him relief from days of trouble till a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Thank you. going to read the scripture a second time. And in the quiet that follows, notice if there are any connections between the word or phrase that God gave you in the first reading and your life. This is the time to connect it. His word always connects to us somehow. And it's not the same for everyone. So don't worry if if it doesn't fit in with what the scripture means. It needs to fit in, obviously, with who God is and how we understand him to be. But it doesn't have to necessarily match up with the commentary on this scripture, because he's talking to you about that. Like, hey, I look at this and it reminds me of this in your life. That's what God's doing in this next section. Psalm 94, 8 to 15. Well, think again, you idiots, fools. How long before you get smart? Do you think ear maker doesn't hear? Eye shaper doesn't see? Do you think the trainer of nations doesn't correct? The teacher of Abraham doesn't know? God knows, all right. Knows your stupidity, sees your shallowness. How blessed is the man you train, God, the woman you instruct in your word. Provide a circle of quiet within the clamor of evil while a jail is being built for the wicked. God will never walk away from his people, never desert his precious people. Rest assured that judgment, justice is on its way, and every good heart put right. I'll read the scripture a third time, and this time, listen for an invitation from God. Most of the time, he invites you into not necessarily something like, go work at the food bank, or I'm inviting you to work at the food bank, but more like inviting you to become more like him in some way. Oftentimes for me, his invitation is to trust him more, and I'm sure that will be the whole rest of my life. But it's a way of being, becoming more close to Him and know Him better. Psalm 94:8-15. Understand, O dullest of people. Fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? He who chastens the nations, does he not chastise? He who teaches men knowledge, the Lord knows the thoughts of men, that they are but a breath. Blessed is the man whom thou dost chasten, O Lord, and whom thou dost teach out of thy law, to give him respite from his days of trouble, until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not forsake his people, he will not abandon his heritage. For justice will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. And now the time for noticing and connecting and inviting is done. Not that God won't continue to do that, but during the Lectio time, that time is done and it's time to rest in God's presence. To just relax, to let go of all your wonderings and your thoughts, and whether you accept the invitation or not, God loves you and He wants to be with you, and this is the time to just settle back into His arms, resting in His care. And letting everything go. And if stuff pops in your head, that happens a lot, then re-let it go. And every time you do that, invite Jesus back in. And so you'll have invited Him in perhaps a number of times in these next few minutes. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer or share it with a spiritual companion. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.